All right, how are you?
I'm full up, thank you. Yeah.
What did you have?
Oh, salmon and baked salmon and Grace made these sort of like sliced up potato and then put a groove one chopstick apart all the way along both ways. So it was like a waffle potato. And then she
Oh,
basted them all in olive oil and Parmesan cheese and garlic, and then roasted them.
very nice.
Really nice.
That's nice. So you're cooked. You've got chefs in the house, you see. You can just.
Chef's in the house, Phil. Chef's in the house. I'm so lucky, I tell you. I come down here, I work all day, and this week I was too busy at lunchtime. Because I went out and got the shopping Tuesday morning. It was snowing, so I didn't want to go get the shopping. So I'll go get it. So I went and got it, came back, and then I couldn't. I had to skip lunch because I'd taken time off to do the shopping. And Sal brought me down some soup and two little bits of walnut bread toast to go with it. I'm just so lucky. It's
Very
great.
nice.
Okay, I'm gonna really miss this lockdown when it goes.
Are you?
Tell you. Yeah. I am. I am. Yeah. So it's going good. It's snowy on the ground. We might go out for a little midnight walk, snow walk a bit later.
Oh, nice.
Went tobogganing at lunchtime today. That was fun.
You
Yeah.
did. You got a bit more snow there, didn't you, than here?
Yeah, it kept going. It's just kept going. So that's been it's been really nice to go out and play in it because it won't stay around. It keeps sort of promising to melt, but then hangs in there a bit longer. So yeah.
It's almost gone here. It's very cold, but it's almost
Yeah.
gone there.
Yeah. It's was it pretty while it lasted?
Never really got sort of proper snowy. It was a good a sort of covering, but
No.
not proper.
No, it didn't really get proper here either. No, but well, you got to
Tobogganing
take what you can get.
in the park, it was nice.
Yeah? Oh, good. Yeah.
It was a bit of
Good.
normality, bit of an event, nothing's
Yeah.
happened.
Yeah.
Quite nice for something to happen. It's like, ooh.
Yeah.
So anyway, I listened to your thing, so I shall consult my notes. It was
Okay.
yesterday, but so I'll do a I mean, yeah, I'll tell you what I thought. See, if, I mean, have you made? Have you? Obviously, you've got a preference.
Yeah,
I've
well,
got. Do you want me to say which my favourite one was first, or
yes, please. Yeah. So I'd sent you two, I just set this up. I sent you two audio files. One was the track. As I've been mixing, I've stuck ozone on it while I've been mixing it, just with some whatever presets on it. And then I took all of that off, and sent it off to, I'd sent another track off to a mastering engineer who mastered it, sent
okay,
it back
right.
to
I thought
me.
the master engineer had done both.
No. So
Okay.
he brought sent that one back, and I was compare. I've sent you the two to compare and contrast and see what you thought.
But I don't know which one you did and which one he did.
No.
Right,
So
okay,
they're
well,
called Master
it
One and Master
was
Two.
very easy.
Pardon?
It was very easy, which was better in my ears.
Oh, really? Oh, that's interesting.
Straight
Yeah.
away, it was like, well, this one's better.
Oh, well, that's really interesting. And before you say which one, right?
I've
What
gone.
was the
Right,
difference
so,
in?
well, number, right, I'll just say the number one. Well, no, because I'll give it away. So what do I
No,
like?
you
Okay,
can do that. You can do that.
the
No,
one
you
I
can do
liked.
number one. Yeah.
So what do you want me to do? Because if I tell you what I've said, you'll guess which one I like the most.
That's fine. That's fine.
Okay, so if, I know, I'll just say one was this and one was the other. There we are.
Okay.
More
All right.
exciting reveal. So all right. The line I thought was very compressed. The snare was far too punchy and pushy. The bass was a little bit woolly. I really hope this isn't your one.
Oh, really? Yeah.
But question mark, because I kind of couldn't quite decide. Because at the time, I thought, well, maybe it isn't. You know, one of those. But this is my first thing. Bit crowded. The whole thing sounded a bit tight. The, what do you call it? It's a word for it. The sonic
stereo. The space
was too narrow.
The image.
The second guitar at 2 minutes, I thought was great, though. That had a really nice, it sat very nicely. That was good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And there was a long note. I thought, I don't know what the hell was going. It was like a, or something. That was sounding quite cool. So that sort of stuck out. That was quite good. And then at 3 minutes, I liked the arrangement rather than the mix. They're interesting vocals. And
broke down, yeah.
Yeah. So, but that at this point, I wasn't sure if the two mixes were, yeah, anyway. And then the other, another one, I thought the voice sounded more present. It was much, you know, as an AB, I was then flicking.
Yes.
Bump, like
that. Yeah. Yeah.
This one was much better.
Right.
The guitar was more present. The quiet bit, the vocals just sounded a bit crisper, a bit cleaner, a bit more.
Yeah.
Second guitar, I preferred it. It seemed to be higher in the mix. It seemed to be for me.
Right.
Number two, I thought was.
Wow. I'm really impressed because I found it really hard to hear any difference between the two of them.
It's quite clear, I thought. Yeah.
Was it? Yeah. And so
which one was which? I'm
not sure at the moment. I have to go look at my notes. Oh, but which was which? So was that master? Was master one the too compressed, too crowded, and master two was the.
Yeah, Master 1 was very compressed, snare, punchy, woolly bass. But I put a question mark there. So because as I was doing it, I was thinking, oh, God, this might be Dan's favourite. Think this is a work of absolute genius. I mean, generally, it was all right. Both of them were, you know, neither one was shit.
No.
The drums were incredibly compressed, though.
In both?
Well, both, but particularly the first one. It was like, they were so tight. They were like, it's like a smack in the face. It was very, very like, it was quite,
really?
Yeah, quite tight.
I need to send you the original tracks, don't I? And you could do something with it.
But also, Dan, where your it wasn't a live drummer, there were samples, presumably.
Yeah.
So they might have been very compressed samples.
Yes. Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. I don't think.
When you master a sample, it all goes disastrously wrong then because you're compressing and compressed.
Yeah.
So that's where you need parallel compression, man.
Yeah. I totally. But I mean, I don't think I can go back and check. I doubt I put any compression on the drums at all, apart from the master bus compression, you know, that went on that I know I slathered on it, you know, just kept turning it up and it keeps sounding just louder and better. So I just keep turning it up, you know. So I think maybe, but you're right, they're pre-recorded drums, so samples. So they're going to be, you know, really probably heavily compressed anyway. I still don't know, but so you, like, number one was too compressed. Number two was much better as a mix. When I listened to them, I could barely tell any difference between them. I could eventually pick, you know, reliably pick one of them out of a blind test. And I said I preferred it, but it was just maybe a little bit louder or a little bit, you know, clearer or something. But that's all I could literally, if I really listened, that's all I could tell the difference. So, you know, I think that's really interesting because I went back to the mastering engineer and I said, you know, I can't tell the difference between your master and the master I got out of Ozone. You know, what am I doing wrong? You know, and he came back and he said, oh God, that's, you know, that's classic mastering nightmare when you get beaten by the Ozone mix, you know. I said, oh no, I don't think it's that. I think it's just, you know, it could be my ears. Yeah, I'm very sensitive. It could be my listening station isn't very good, you know. It could be all sorts of different things, couldn't it? It could have been you were aiming for a different finish, you know. So I think it's really interesting that you can hear a difference between them, because that kind of puts me as the odd one out, really, I think.
Yeah, I mean, there was just, but it's subtle. It's just subtle. It's not obvious. It's not a very obvious difference.
Right. Like, yeah. Subtle. Well, let's find out, shall we, which is which?
Yeah, I mean,
does it matter?
I think it's quite interesting.
I'll tell you which one I liked, okay? I liked, my favourite was...
I had one and two, you see, that's what it said. So I just listened
yeah.
to it. Yeah. So two yeah. I thought was better. Well, it was... But it's not much between, you know, I mean, they are small.
Yeah, I preferred two as well.
Yeah, okay.
I could just hear a bit of difference, and I think... It was, yeah, like a little bit less compressed, so a little bit more, depth of dynamic range, a bit more dynamic, but maybe a dB, you know, 2 dB, something really small. Yeah, that was the Ozone mix.
Was it?
Yeah.
The number two was the Ozone.
Yeah, number two was the Ozone.
God.
But I tell you what, though, Phil, and this was really interesting because I said, you know, would you master my track here? He said, yeah, no problem. Can you give me a reference? You know, what are you trying to aim for? Give me a reference, some reference music. Yeah. And that completely threw me because I had kind of been trying to do it I did have a reference, but eventually I thought, no, the reference I'm going for is just too harsh, too tone toppy. I'm not enjoying this mix. So I got rid of it and just went off on my own thing. So in the end, I just said, well, I really like this song. I've always admired the bottom end on this song.
Yeah.
And so I think, but I didn't really listen to it or compare it. So I think he tried to steer the song in that direction. And again, you know, I think that could have had the, you know.
And who is this guy then? What's his?
I emailed him back today and I said, oh, I'm going to talk about it in the podcast, but I won't mention your name unless you want me to. He hasn't got back to me, so I won't say who it is. But it was a guy, I follow this guy for years. I've read his book and he recommended somebody, you know, in an offhand blog post. And this guy was doing, you know, a special deal on mastering tracks and also commenting on the mix. So I said, right, that sounds fantastic. I'll give that a go. Try him out. So that's who it was. Yeah, interesting. Very interesting. He said... he came up with some really good valid points, actually. He said the guitar, the rhythm guitar was all one side. He said that he felt that pulls the mix over to one side. So if you wanted to balance it up and make it more enveloped, which I was talking about, you could put some reverb and pan the reverb to the other side. Yeah, and that would help balance it out. He said the low end wasn't as powerful as the track, the reference track, and that's true. I mean, the reference track has got this huge bass, which is why I love it. And my thing is, you know, but it's slow song, whereas this is a really fast song. So my bass is going all the way through, you know. So it can't, it hasn't got time to go boom, you know. So yeah, I think that's a good valid point. Yeah, I mean, he said reduce the cymbals, you know, get a deeper bass and balance out the left and right. And I think
I mean, if he's just dealing with a mix, which he is, that's quite hard if the mix isn't quite right.
Yeah. Mastering people do, isn't it? Although more and more these days they are saying, you know, could you drop the mix, the cymbals down 2 dB before going back to the mix and redoing the mix.
If the mix is wrong, the bass is in the wrong place, or it's impossible. There's not a lot you can do, really.
No, exactly. No. But then where do you draw the line? You know, before long, you're suddenly remixing the whole track. You know what I mean? It's interesting. I hadn't really given it any thought because I never had anything mastered before. Do you get your stuff mastered?
We had the Softhead was mastered properly.
Yeah.
It is great.
Yeah.
That was the whole, but we spent a long time mixing it, you see, before we sent it. And also, the mix needs to be very low. You did know that. So
you need to leave a load of headroom.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, this wasn't. This was all mashed.
Well, then the poor bloke, I mean, that's kind of impossible because then you've got no headroom to any adjustments you want to make.
Yeah.
You're a bit screwed, really.
I know. And I think your point about the drums being really compressed.
I think it's the sample, I don't, because the compression wasn't that much difference on either one. As in, there's a load of compression on both. The drums sounded very compressed on both of them.
Yeah.
This isn't my preference, really.
No. But then you wouldn't, I mean, I was going for a sort of dirty, you know, compressed punk sound. So, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
I've got to say, I love the sound. I think it's my favourite thing I've ever recorded, sound-wise.
Yeah, so, the drums do sound very... I mean, is it a loop, or did you actually program?
No, I programmed all the beats in.
Yeah.
It's a good little setup, I must admit. You know, I think, you know, because it saves you having to, you know, try and mic a drum kit up and find a drummer and, you know, all of that, get that. But it does give you the flexibility to, you know, put all the beats where you want them to be, you know. So I think it's not, you know, it would be great to play with a great drummer in a great studio, you know, and to redo it like that, the energy would be incredible. But that's not going to happen anytime soon, so that's I definitely you know, can live with that. Yeah, what did you think of the vocals? Because that's the one thing I'm never, you know, I find it really difficult to judge.
As in the sound of them, where they are, the position, the mix.
It
sounded fine to me.
Levels were okay. It sounded, you know, it didn't sound like I was down the bottom of a well. I didn't have too much reverb or anything, you know. It just sounded all right.
Your sounds quite distorted. I don't know if you wanted that.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
You know, distorted, yeah.
Yeah. Definitely slathered some distortion over it.
Yeah.
Try and give it some attitude. Yeah.
See, I don't know if it's still. I've got the original down now. On my studio, I think.
Ooh.
There we go.
Well, thanks for listening. That was that's very enlightening. It really helps.
Yeah. It's interesting. Yeah. As I said, the one thing I did like, so in the one that overall, but I did think the ending, the second guitar and the long note in the first one.
Yeah.
So that's what I mean. It was very hard to say which one you know, so the one that the mastering engineer did at the end sounds nicer.
Right.
So the subtler stuff. So maybe when it quietened down, so he had more headroom.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the second guitar, 2 minutes.
Yeah.
That sounded.
Yeah.
So I don't know what he did, but it was something quite nice, you know. And when I say in general it was quite crowded, well, that's probably because it was too, you didn't have enough headroom in it, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, I think you're right. Although, I mean, I think I'm getting better because I don't record six guitar tracks, you know, and stick them all over it anymore. I'm like, you know, that's basically just drum and bass, that track, you know, with a solo guitar sort of in the, you know, at 2 minutes. So I think I'm getting more comfortable in putting less in there.
Yeah.
Which is good. I think that's a good sign.
Yeah, less is more, definitely.
Yeah, definitely.
There we are.
Cool. So what have you been up to?
Well, I've been thinking, and I think I'm going to talk about mixing, is because a friend of mine's got, you know, and someone gets something and you just think, oh. And they're on offer some Sennheiser HD 600s.
Oh, yeah. Because 650s or 600s?
600s apparently are more neutral.
Right.
And he's got them because, as we all, we just don't have the room to mix in.
No. You
can't mix.
No.
And so the way I mix is I know my room.
Yeah.
But I don't really enjoy it. So I have to put, you know, I have to leave the bass sounding shit, knowing, hopefully, and then you play it in another space and then you go back and tweak it for, and it's back and forth rather than actually mixing what you think. And he's got these, and he's now, he mixes with those.
Yeah.
Then he listens on his, anyway, he says that where he was doing sort of 9 or 10 before he got it right, he's doing 1 or 2 now.
Yeah.
Because he's got, he says they're amazing.
Yeah.
Because you hear everything, and they're very neutral.
Yeah.
They're open backed, so they're not for.
Yeah.
They are mixing, and apparently a lot of studios use them as reference, and they use their speakers. But in my room, because it's just a resonant box, it's pretty hopeless, really. I don't really get. And so I was thinking, well, if I mix with them, then listen on my speakers. Knowing that, that it'll be a bit middly because that tends to be what my room does, but at least almost mix with them and then go into my you know, and just a normal stereo and just hear what it's like. Because I mean, I like my mixes, I'm quite happy with them, but the process is a bit, because of the room, it's a bit back and forth endless times until I get it right. So,
I mean, they are. I did that track all on headphones because I haven't got my speakers set up.
Right.
And I definitely found so much easier to do because I just did it how it sounds. You know how what I did with my speakers is I'd mix it, come away thinking that sounds fantastic. I'd listen to it in the car and it sounded rubbish.
Right.
And I'd have to make notes like, guitar down 2 dB, vocals up, and then I'd go back and I'd mix it like that, and I'd listen to it, and I'd say, oh, it sounds all right. And I'd go and listen in the car, it sounds better, and I'm, you know, all of that. But with the headphones on, I just mixed it, and then I went and listened to other places, and it sounded fine, you know. So it was so much easier because I wasn't having to second guess, you know. Whatever gets you to that point is fantastic, isn't it?
And he, I mean, he's just, he says they're amazing. And, you know, I mean, I've read review and, they're sort of regarded as classics.
And definitely.
Apparently the 650s are a bit, one, they're a bit more expensive. And two, they're saying if you just want neutral, which I do, then the 600s are sort of,
Good ones. Yeah. Well, I mean, you can spend your life buying headphones, can't you, or any of this stuff?
Yeah, I mean, I've never actually spent more than £100 on headphones. So these would be because they're 269. I found them.
For. Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, why not? And I've still got the money that I sold that bit left over from the TR8S.
Yeah.
That I bought, you know, that kind of hole. And I've got other stuff to sell. So I thought, well, why not?
Yeah. Somebody was, I'm sure somebody was making Sen, or Sennheiser were making own brand versions. Who was doing that? I'll see if I can remember who it was. But, yeah, I was watching them for ages thinking, yeah, I might get some of them.
Yeah. Well, my friend, he just says they are. He says he listens to some Revolver, the Beatles.
Yeah.
You know, well, and he said he heard stuff, and he knows that album. Right? And he said, I heard literally almost like whole instruments that I hadn't heard. But not, I mean, not exact, but he said it was just incredible. You know, it's just the space, apparently, it's so accurate.
Yeah.
Yeah, so sensitive.
Yeah. Wow, that's great. That's great.
It's kind of exciting.
You gonna get them?
Sorry?
Yeah. Are you gonna get them?
Yeah, probably. I mean, I'm just sort of, it's always the weighing it up about, well, should I? And then you just think, oh, God, sod it. It's not like thousands. I'm not going to upgrade my studio anytime soon because
you're not.
The whole end chip and it's all over the place. And I think just need to wait till UAD have definitely got something that works with the M.
Yeah.
Mac, just find out what Mac are going to do. Apparently, they're going to announce stuff in March.
Yeah.
About a new iMac. Because otherwise, if I buy the iMac now and then suddenly there's a new one, that would be a bit irritating.
Really annoying. Yeah.
Even though the one that now, the 27-inch, they only brought it out last year.
The M1 chip.
No, the new iMac without the M1 chip. But rumours are they are bringing out an iMac with an M chip, you see.
Sure they are, yeah. But when is it? Yeah, that's the only question.
They say March. March. Well, some announcement in March or October. So, but yeah. But mine still works. It's fine, you know. It's all works fine. I just can't use many plugins, but there's nothing wrong with a creative constraint.
Absolutely. It's not stopping you producing gorgeous music, so
hopefully. And then, yeah, just work. And then I've been working on my Fusion, you know, this thing. It's working quite well. I like the TR8S. I'm enjoying it.
Yeah. Do you got some time with it?
Yeah. No, I'm quite proficient with it now. And I've written about four songs. I'm really pleased. Yeah, some of them. I'm going to redo another one. I've done it, but I just think I've overdone it, sort of with the drums. I think it could be more subtle. And I love it. It's lovely to use. And I mean, I tried putting my own samples on yesterday. That didn't really work.
Oh, no.
Well, I recorded the stuff, trimmed them all, and then put them on the TR8S, and they were really quiet. Like, really could hardly hear them. But they sounded loud on my studio, but I don't know. I exported them as audio files when I think I should have bounced them. Because if you export as audio files, it bypasses, it just exports.
Yeah.
And I probably did record it quite quietly. I tend to. But if I'd mixed them with some compression and effects, and that was the sample, it probably would be much louder and better. So, but they were only little, you know, literally a few sort of zoop, those sort of things. And it didn't work. I hadn't trimmed them close enough. So when I went like that, I think you've got to get it absolutely so it comes out when you hit it with a drum thing. It was a bit late.
But it wasn't too bad, the process of actually getting them onto the machine.
No, it didn't work. I mean, I had to format a card. That was fine.
Yeah.
Then I did I haven't got an SD card thing on my studio, so I have to do it on the studio, put them on Google Drive, come across here to my iMac.
Right.
And then put them on the card. That was fine. But then when I put the card in the TIS, it said card not ready, just flashing. So I thought, so I went online because, of course, there's nothing in the manual to tell me what that meant. And, of course, someone online said, oh, you need to take the card out, switch the TRS off, put the card in, switch the TRS on. And, yeah, sure enough, it all worked then. Which it shouldn't have been like that. You should just be able to put the card in. So I don't know. Anyway, and then I managed to upload them all. But they were all shit, so I deleted them all.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's first go. But I think it does promise a lot that putting
so
your...
Much, it's amazing, Dan. There's so much on it.
Mm.
There's so much. I mean, there's... I don't know how many samples. There's hundreds. So I don't really need it. I mean, because you can tweak each one.
Yeah.
So every sample is hundreds of different potential sounds.
Yeah.
So there's thousands and thousands.
No, you don't need.
No,
you don't need
it. Anything I provide won't. I've got every beep, squeak, ding.
Yeah.
Click that you could possibly want.
It's true. Yeah. That's true. Yeah.
But one thing I've heard, it does sub beats, and they're obvious what they are. You know, twos, threes, or fours on the step. But they do a flam, and I'm blown away. I keep putting flams in my really listening. That just sounds like a beat to me. So what
it must
a
be
flam, a... is a flam when it goes.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. That's my understanding. Yeah. Well, but it sounds exactly like. Yeah.
I was going to go. Because I wanted to go. And then you can shift. Oh, yes. I'm at this. I can pray if it's 4-4 on the beat, you know. Which, let's face it, is what it's made for. But when I wanted to do something a bit like, you know, a bit.
Yeah, trying to work that out.
Well, you can. No. You can nudge.
Yeah.
You can nudge the nudge.
Oh, God. That's what your life, that's what you want out of life, isn't it? Sitting there nudging beats so that it goes tick, 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 tick.
Yeah. No, just stick with it. But I've done one. I'm very pleased with it. It's very unlike me. It is a proper
excellent.
Yeah, and it's good.
Send us a mix.
Fun. I mean, it would be far better with a not me singing it. It's kind of got. It's a very upbeat. You know, it's called It's Here,
and it's oh yeah,
like, everything's great. It's here. Woo
woo woo. Yeah.
But it's high like it's here like that. And I think, I'm trying to say, I can't say, yeah, not a bloke anyway, let's say. Anyway, I'll play it to you and you can see if you can find someone who might be more, might have an idea.
Yeah, okay, good idea, yeah.
Good song. I got some great little riffs with it, so it should be, I haven't done anything. All I've been doing is the beat.
Yes.
I'm obsessed with all the variations now. I'm getting
Yeah. Spend a lifetime getting the kick sounding just so.
And then all the motion recording. Oh, that's just so exciting. But still things happen that you just say, why? What's he doing that for now? That's still frustratingly...
regular. Yeah.
Well, like one thing, I got the thing, and did the motion record, and then that was fine. It was doing do or whatever, and it's doing it. That's fine. Then I went to another variation. When I went back to it, it was like going do. It's completely wrong. So I saved it and everything. So I still don't quite.
God.
Yeah. And I've yet to discover all the colours, Dan. I still, I told you that each step, if it's a beat, it's red. And
yeah.
Then you make it slightly less red. That's the accent. I know all that. Blue is a flam. Yellow is a thing. When you do a preset, it's got bloody pinks and...
Oh, God, yeah.
How do I do that? What, yeah. They do it. I want to know how to do that. What does it mean? You know, they're doing all kinds of weird stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
The manual.
Well, yeah, good luck with that. I mean, I don't know what a, what, you know, you don't, you're just in a world there. But you, oh, it's really good that it's playing. It's really good that it's, you're getting stuff out of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's good. It's really good. It's a very nice, very far nicer than what I sold.
Good.
The organelle is a bit of a luxury. It's very idiosyncratic.
Yeah.
Great fun, but too expensive as a, because I hardly used it.
Yeah.
This is something that kind of got the potential to do lots of things. And I use it a lot, and it's genuinely all kinds, very musical. You could just do little beeps, and it doesn't have to be the dance music thing. You can be very sparse with it. I think it'd be really effective. In fact, that's what I got to learn. Not put much on it as a sort of backing track, and then play like a horn along with it and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
It's just too exciting to do that at the moment. I've got to have all 11 drums going full pelt.
Less is more, Phil. Less is more.
Yeah, not at the moment. I've got to have a motion recording, flams, sub beats, the whole shebang.
Right.
So you've been doing music then today.
Pardon?
Have you been doing any music to the 2 weeks? I mean, apart from your mastering and.
I must have done something last week. Or was that no last week? I think. Oh yeah, no, I've started on another track. Yeah, I've started recording. So I've started on an actual another track. So that's good. Yeah. So we're moving forward. After, I mean, I'm really glad I spent, you know, 3 months recording a cover of an Adele song in a punk style.
Oh, of course, I haven't heard that yet.
That was it. That Which was one? The song you were listening to, that master.
Oh, I didn't know. So I don't know Adele. I'm like,
no. Yeah. No, well, there you go. You'll hear it one day. Her version. It's all right. Yeah.
It's all right. Not as good as yours.
Well, no. I think mine will always now be your first. You know, the first love.
My reference point.
Yeah, her cover isn't too shabby. But Yeah, so, but it's sort of, it's got me back into the, I feel like, yeah, and I spent a lot of time working out what BPM I wanted this new track to play at.
So it's her version. What is it? I mean, is it faster, slower? I mean, what?
Yeah, slower.
Yeah.
Let me photograph you in this light, in case this is the last time. We might, to be honest, I haven't listened to that either, hers, for years. For years.
Yeah, because I must say, when I was listening to it, I thought, God, he doesn't really like lyrics, and these are quite nice lyrics.
Yeah, they are. They're good, aren't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, I really rate her as a lyricist, as a songwriter. I think she's incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah, I really do. And, it was a friend of Grace's. It was Grace and her friend. They said, "Oh, you should do a punk version of that." And so we had a go, and it was like, "Oh yeah, yeah, they're great chords." Yeah. So, but no, I'm going to have a go at one of my own. Although I want to do. I was working out the chords to "Lady in Red" the other night, thinking
Christ,
that was
unsteady on.
That's going to make a lovely punk song as well. So that's next on the agenda.
That's good, actually.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Good chords again. You know, you can do a lot with some good chords.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, oh, it's so nice to speak with you, Phil.
Oh, yeah, so, as well. Same with you. Always a pleasure.
Yeah.
So I've got to get a recording studio picture.
Yes.
So I just download something, do I? And then...
Set it as your background.
Set it as my background, right. I'm going to sort that out now when we've gone. I'm going to sort something out.
Yeah.
I'll get a nice... Well, that's rather nice. Yes. That's a few good
You got ones. One. Go on, set Thank that.
You. Okay. Hang on. So I'm just going to... hang on. What do I do? Oh. It's difficult to get pictures now to download them, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a small picture. Would that work? I'll try now. Hang on. I'll just do this like this. See if it works. Dum, 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 dum. It might be really pixelated and rubbish. Oh, God. There it is. Boom. Right. Done. So then what do I do? I go set background. Where do I deploy it in? Where do I set background?
On your video, on the little video, turn video on and off. There's a button to the right of it.
Choose virtual background. Add. Add image. Here we are. Getting there. Getting there. Here it comes. Oh, yes.
Oh, nice. Yes. That's better, isn't it? That's look nice at you. Man. Yeah.
I look good.
Oh, that's a nice studio, nice that, isn't
setup,
it?
Yeah.
Some NS10s there for your mixing pleasure.
It would be nice, wouldn't it? Can you imagine one day, Danny?
One day.
Nice big screen on the wall like that.
Yeah.
Big desk.
Yeah, he's got his keyboards.
Yeah, and, you know, it's... What's the thing on the right? He's got his mixing desk. What's the thing on the right then?
I think that's an old tape deck, isn't it? I don't know. There's no tape room for the tape, though. So no. I don't know what that is. Maybe it's a... Oh, maybe... No, has it just got some racks? Is it sort of like a rack unit? Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. It's got all his UADs and his stuff. Yeah, maybe.
Oh, heaven knows what's going on there. I think, is that a Sound Toys plug-in? I think that's a sound on the big screen. I think that's Echo Boy with the wooden case around there.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going to have a lot of fun in this.
Yeah, I might find a more analog-y one.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Instagram, I follow. It's like just basically lovely studios of the world.
Yeah.
Gosh, some of them. Yeah, like wooden cabins and.
Oh God, they're so nice, aren't they? There's some incredible. So, there's really gorgeous studios, aren't they? Just gorgeous.
Did you see that the judge with the cat? Video.
Yeah,
so good. It's just brilliant. It's the eyes.
It's true. God.
It's so good.
Yeah, I know that. It's Oh my God. Well, Sal loves that. She was weeping.
Is that on Zoom? Is that video filter? Is that what it is?
What? Yes, I think so. Yeah.
But they're not cats. They're just. I've just got emojis.
Yeah, I don't know what they. But he might have been on a different. You know, he might have been on a different. Not on Zoom. On a different thing. Because you're right. There's no. I don't know how he managed to get cat. Going.
It's so good. It's joyous. I love things like that. Just it's that's one of the you know one of the benefits of lockdown is the cock ups. Just brilliant.
That is so sweet.
Yeah, I've been doing my free sessions. You know.
Yeah.
Was it Monday? Anyway, it was a complete no show. So people were signed up and I was ready there, sitting there like a plonker. And I had no one show. It's the only one I've done about 23, 24 now. I've only had one with no one showing up. So, you know.
That's the first ones.
And
yeah.
It's nice. I'm meeting some nice people, you know, and everyone's very grateful and, you know.
Yeah.
All part of the thing.
Yeah. No, it's great. Are you doing, you're doing more?
Yeah. I'm trying to do them every week. But we'll see. I'm starting off a thing called Re-Engage. That's my new, the Re-Engage program. So, you know, when schools go back.
Right. Yeah.
They're going to want Re-Engage. I've written a blog about it, about how I worry that the money will just be used for cramming, you know. We've missed so much, we've got to cram it in. And I think that'll be so counterproductive that children are going to come back, they're going to be quite nervous, they're going to be out of the loop. And what they're doing is inspiring, engaging, and motivating. And, you know,
absolutely. Yeah.
And it worries me because the money that's been given, it's going out a lot, and there's a lot of tutors. And I just think, you know, they need a blend of the academic and the creative, and it needs to be very carefully done. Because if you just go in with the, we've got to cram it in, we've got to catch up. You've missed a year, you little bastards. I mean, yeah. It won't go well. Because they're out of habit. They haven't been writing, particularly with writing. They wouldn't have been doing much writing. You've got to really inspire them to want to do it,
so yeah, it's not going to happen. They're just going to be rammed back in the classroom. And
well, I don't know. No, there's some positive signals. They have mentioned creativity, the importance of, you know, so we'll see. There's money in the pot anyway, so I'm quite enjoying it, putting my own little, you know, thing together.
Yeah.
But how's work with you? I mean, how's it going? I mean, how is it chugging along quite nicely or?
Yeah, it's all right. Look, it's down a bit this year, I think, compared to last year. You just don't know what's happening, really. You know, don't know what's coming up. I think that's
yeah
the struggle.
Uncertainty, yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah. But, I mean, like I said at the beginning, I'm enjoying it. You know, I'm filling my days with stuff. That's good. And just enjoy the moment, mate.
Absolutely.
Enjoy this moment.
Yes. Where is it?
Enjoy this moment. Enjoy this moment.
How are the sales going?
Oh, they're through the roof.
Yeah.
Somebody at work bought a copy. Woo! I need reviews, Phil. Would you do me a review, Phil? Just go on Amazon and say this is the Mutt's Nuts.
Yeah. Heard of Shakespeare? Well.
Leaves it for dead. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, whatever. It's just change your life. Game changing. This is it. This is it. You came here looking for a pair of headphones. You need this book.
Yeah.
You came here looking for... Forget it.
You buy.
You know what will make your music sound better? This book.
Yeah. Not you, AD plugins.
Not plugins. This book. It's the answer to everything. And reasonably priced.
Very reasonably priced, I thought.
Oh, good. Good.
It came very quickly.
Very quick. And you can say it very quick. And it's high quality paper.
A nice smell to it.
Really lovely smell.
Yeah.
And what more could you ask for?
I've already taken up your... I mean, it's not in the book, I don't think. But my, you know, my new app. There it is. Task board. As
oh, yes.
By the guru himself. Oh, you can't see it?
No. hold it in front of your body. That works. Now it's just white. Oh, wow.
Well, the white stuff is things to do.
And oh, good. Else. Good.
The thing is, what I don't like about it is I wish it had a... Because when you've done it, they disappear. And I wonder if they went to a place where I could see how much I'd achieved.
Yes, that's... I've got a new thing for you. Have you ever heard of bullet journals?
No.
Bullet journals. Well, this is not an app.
Oh.
Right. This is, it's a way of using paper and pen. It's a methodology for storing your tasks, your to-dos, your hopes, your dreams. I've not done it myself, but I've read how to do it. It's just got this you know, process that you follow, and it makes a lot of sense. So I think you're a pen and paper guy.
I
think this could be really good for you, this bullet journal thing.
I like it a lot. I'm already excited that I can buy yet another notebook.
You can. Yeah, look, the monthly log. You could do this, Phil. This could be the one. Daily log. Boom. Look at all that lovely writing.
So what do? I go to bulletjournal.com, don't I?
Well, just you don't have to go to bullet. I'll send you a link to a page that where I read it. But yeah, if you just Google bullet journals, they're all over the place. You know, there's a tribe of bullet journalers out there refining and whatnot, but you can do it just with any old notepad and a pen.
I think not. Come on, Dan. You just open the door of, firstly, I've got to find the correct notepad. That'll take me at least a week. And then, of course, you have the pen.
The pen? You can't just use any pen. No.
I nearly bought a pencil sharpener the other day, right? It's not a pencil sharpener, it's a pencil plane. It's a little brass thing, like a little mini plane, right? It's 60 quid. Rosa just went, for heaven's sake, you're not paying 60 quid. I was going, look, Rosa, look at it. I was very tempted. I was hovering because it's really sexy. And they had, you know,
all that kind of
film of, like, you know, a bloke with his pencil and a big beard sort of going all slowed down, this solid machine grade brass, whatever.
Yes.
Yeah. And you got, but no, but it was very tempting. And I'm thinking now in the bullet journal, that would be my excuse to buy my
bullet journal. Yeah. Sharpened pencil. Oh, you would be so productive, Phil. It would pay for itself thrice over within the first month.
With my new journaled life.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm very excited now.
Okay, I'm going to make a note of that. And next week we'll see whether
bullet journals.
You know what we never did? Our top tens of 2020.
Did
you ever write them down?
No.
Because you were going to go away and write down your top 10.
Top 10 what? Anything, just events.
Top 10 tracks or top 10 albums. Top 10 tracks of 2020 or top 10.
No, I don't know if I bought. I mean, I know that I did buy music in 2020, but not enough.
No.
No.
That's maybe why we didn't do it. I mean, it took me about a month to get my top 10 together. But yeah, I'm not expecting you to do that.
I can do a few songs that I heard in 2020.
Maybe do that then. Maybe do not top 10, but top tracks. Top tracks.
Tracks of interest.
Yeah.
And film. Oh, no. There were films, Adam. Seen some good film. I watched The Dig the other day on Netflix. Very good.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, really gentle film. Very beautiful.
Oh, good one. Thanks.
Just beautifully filmed, beautifully acted. Very good.
Yeah. Thanks. Nice one.
Yeah, very good. The Dig. Have you heard of it?
No. No.
That's Sutton Hoo.
Great.
Found the old boat, but it's beautiful. It's all sort of
Oh, I got one of my tracks featured on a YouTuber's video. Well, when I say one of my tracks, back in the day, I used to do 8-bit covers of worthy rock songs on a PC FM chip, and I did "Blowing in the Wind" by Bob Dylan. And it was like ding, 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 like that. And he used it for as the outro. He was doing Bob Dylan music in video games. That was his YouTube video. So I'll share you that with you
that's
as well.
Good.
So
yeah, please. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Fame, Phil. Fame. Tastes so good. Oh. Mm, yum, yum, yum,
yum, yummy,
yummy, yummy. Okay, Phil, I love you.
I will see you 2 weeks then.
2 weeks, yeah. Enjoy your studio.
Do anything. Oh, obviously you're not, but...
No.
No, nothing. It's Groundhog.
We're not even going to notice. No.
Tomorrow, it's night, next day.
Yeah. Okay. Take care, Phil.
I might post some pre-mixes if I get anything achieved.
Please.
I might send you a little
send me a little something. WhatsApp. Yeah. Send it via WhatsApp because that's easy. That's fast. All right. Take
See
care.
You soon. Bye.
Bye.